Mistress Brighton. Let's talk about boundaries in kink life and regular life. But first, deep breath, deep breath. Okay, you can read this blog at EnchantrixTees.com. I guess this is like my end of year rant. And if you've been following me, if you've been reading my blog, if you've been calling me since 2015 when I joined LDW, then my rants are nothing new. Or at least you should be used to them by now. And if you're not used to them by now, I really don't know what to tell you. So anyways, it saddens me that I even have to mention this, that I even have to have this conversation. But there are apparently some people in this world that still have an issue with being told no. They still have an issue with feeling like they're entitled, feeling like they're entitled to people, to places, to things, to special treatment, to certain rights. So anyway, I know that I talk about safety in BDSM play and even in phone sex and how important it is to give a shit about your safety and to have boundaries. Boundaries are part of safety. Mental safety, emotional safety, physical safety. So let's have a little powwow about why it's important to have boundaries and respect other people's boundaries. The very first thing that you need to understand is that boundaries are essential to your well-being. And I guess, yeah, boundaries could be a form of your ego. If you had no ego, you would have no sense of self-preservation. You would have no sense of like being able to protect yourself. So you have to have solid boundaries. And it's okay for people to have boundaries. You're entitled, you are entitled to. You have every right to have boundaries and stand by those boundaries and expect people to respect those boundaries. You have a right to not want to talk to people. You have a right to not want to participate in certain activities. You have the right to say no to something if it makes you uncomfortable or if you're not sure about it. You have a right to boundaries in terms of your personal space and having time to yourself. That's a boundary too, having time to yourself. What's not okay is having double standards. And being someone who has or considers themselves to have solid boundaries and expecting everyone to adhere to your boundaries while crossing everyone else's boundaries and expecting other people to do what you want because you want it. If someone doesn't want to talk to you and you basically disrespect their wishes and put them in a position where it's going to exacerbate a possibly harmful situation to this person's mental state or emotional state or even physical state, because stress can affect you physically. So if you try to force somebody to talk to you, you're putting them in a very unnecessary and disrespectful and toxic position, while at the same time being an absolute fucking piece of shit asshole. It's also very poor behavior, and it reflects poorly on the person who is doing this, who is trying to wedge themselves into unwelcome spaces and bulldoze into people's personal space. So my advice is move the fuck on and leave people alone. We are getting ready to go into another year, and oh my God. I'm laughing about it now, but I'll probably be like crying into my fucking tequila after the ball drops. We are going into another year. And holy shit, what a fucking year this one has been. And the last thing that we need in 2021 is more cunt-faced, entitled assholes. This is my polite way of saying kindly fuck off. And this is about as polite as I get when I've reached a certain point, and I have reached that point. Trigger warning to anyone who is abuse survivor. I am also an abuse survivor. You would not want someone exposing you and attempting you to force and talk to your abuser. On a lighter note, there are some people that you just don't mesh with. And that's okay. It's okay to not get along with everybody. Move along and have respect for that person's wishes. Also, this is the best piece of advice that I can give you as far as, like, if someone stopped talking to you and you didn't have closure, give yourself closure. You need to be your own fucking closure, because sometimes you're not going to get it. And so if someone doesn't want to talk to you, just respect their wishes. And sometimes that's time for you to self-reflect and say, okay, maybe there was something that I did that was shitty. Or maybe that person, even if you didn't do anything wrong, maybe that person just is not for you. They're just not for you. Just move on. Just let it go. What I seem to see a lot of in my field of work are mostly men who feel entitled to mostly women and have decided that a woman's boundaries really aren't that important if they don't match what that person wants. This isn't exclusive to men. Women can do some pretty barbaric, uncivilized things, all in the name of convenience when they want something. What I'm saying is that it's mostly men that I see doing this, behaving like fucking wild animals. Holy shit. And to that I say again, cut it the fuck out. Seriously. You're an adult. You know better. I don't give a shit what society has told you. I don't care if your entire social circle has told you that it's acceptable to be a habitual line crosser and cross people's boundaries and get whatever you need and just be a disrespectful fuckface. Some things and some people are just not for you. If someone doesn't wish to speak to you, trying to be sneaky and circumvent a person's boundaries makes you a fucking creep. I don't care if you're a man, woman, trans. I don't care who you are. You're a creep. Period. And women deal with enough creeps who prey on their kindness and perceived weakness. So please remove this idea from your head that just because a woman is a sex worker, she's obligated to put up with any of your bullshit. There. Is that polite and to the point enough for you? Because I really don't care if it is or not, because I just fucking said it. If you're offended by a woman telling you to go fuck yourself because you're being a fucking creep ass, guess what? There's licensed professionals that work in the medical field that can assist you with those feelings. They can help you with your mental and emotional issues. And hey, you know what? I think that's awesome. Because I really feel like after the year we've had, everybody needs a fucking licensed therapist. And speaking of that and boundaries, I think it's important, even if you have never done therapy, why don't you consider it? And why don't you consider talking to your therapist about your mental health and about your boundaries and about your interactions and about your social skills, whatever it is, I am fully aware that there are people who simply didn't mature into adulthood with a strong sense of boundaries, or for that matter, a good sense of mental health for whatever reason. I'm also thankful that there are people who are educators and doctors and therapists that can help us wade through those difficult waters, because it doesn't matter if it's kink or vanilla, mental health for vanilla people, for sex workers, safety and having healthy boundaries is important for everybody, regardless of what you're doing. So if you're not sure about any of those things, or you feel like you need to talk to somebody about some more serious issues, I encourage you to get help. I encourage everybody to get help with whatever you need. The above isn't meant to shame anybody, by the way, what I said previously, nor is it directed at any one person. Unfortunately, I've seen this type of behavior across the board. That's why I said at the beginning, it saddens me that I still have to say this. So it's not directed at any one person. It's just like, hey, guys, cut it the fuck out. You, like, by now you should know better. And I hate using the word should, because should is such a nasty word. However, if you have not learned the basics of boundaries and respecting personal space, then I think you really do need to talk to a professional about that, because there's just no excuse. Not knowing something is not an excuse to do that or to behave a certain way. The bottom line is that there is a side of me that is sick and tired of certain antics that I see happening. And the other side realizes that these people need assistance that I can't give them. Phone sex is a form of therapy, but I'm not a doctor. I don't have a PhD, so I cannot diagnose people. I cannot prescribe anything. I can listen. If you want to vent, if you call me and you just want to rant about something, we can totally do that. So with that said, I also realize that no matter how much help a person needs, the most important thing that you need to remember is that you're accountable for your words, actions, and behavior, along with setting healthy boundaries. And with that said, as I have stated several times, don't be a dick face. If you need help, get it. And I know there's a lot of you, like, big macho guys are like, oh, I don't need any help. I've got it all together. Oh, honey, you need help. And it's okay to need help. And there is nothing like that. It doesn't make you weak to ask for help, especially for your mental health. As a matter of fact, I think that that's like a level up. So you have absolutely no excuse for behaving like a douchebag with a puncture wound. If it was clear you have some correcting to do and that you do need some assistance. And I just want to remind the men that having a penis doesn't make you entitled to anything but morning wood. And I don't even give permission for that. You don't have permission to have morning wood from me. You can't have that. So, yeah, Brighton's end of year rant. Fucking amazing. So listen, I guess it kind of all piles on at the end of the year. It's like you start thinking about all this stuff. I've been through a lot in my life, and I'm very grateful for my life, and I've witnessed a lot of shenanigans in my life. And it is the reason that I just stopped mincing words and stopped worrying about hurting people's feelings a long time ago. Because whether or not you like what I have to say, if there's some correcting that needs to be done, then fucking do it. And fuck your feelings, bro. Hurt feelings are okay to have, by the way. It's okay to have hurt feelings. It's okay to feel hurt that someone told you that what you were doing was wrong. And it's okay to be uncomfortable about being told that you're wrong. Sit in that discomfort and work it out. You can be wrong, and people have the right to tell you when you're being a manure-filled cargo train on fire about to go off the tracks. And also, it's okay to be wrong and not like it. You're still wrong. And yes, by the way, for anyone wondering, I do practice what I preach. So if you have an issue with anything that I've stated here, or you're upset with me, or you think that I'm being too whatever, and you want to thumb wrestle me because, God damn it, Brighton, how dare you tell me I can't have what I want and what I'm not entitled to? And you're simply insane with anger that a woman, who just so happens to be a dominant woman, by the way, said no to you or told you that you were wrong, and you are allowed to call me. If you're allowed to call me, you can call me. And for $2.75 a minute, you can yell and scream and rant and throw a tantrum and throw yourself on the floor while I hold the phone away from my ear and nod and smile. And I'll probably be eating a turkey sandwich while I do it. Or not. Maybe I might be eating pizza. So just dial 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Mistress Brighton. Oh, make sure you're on your fucking knees, bitch, before you fucking call me. So the last thing I'm going to leave you with, because this is probably going to be my last blog post before the new year. Please take care of your mental health. Please take that shit seriously. Guys, now that I'm done lecturing you about boundaries and how to, like, not be a douchewad, just, I don't care who you are, just get help if you need it. If you feel like you can't talk to anybody and you need to talk to somebody, there's no need to suffer alone. And I personally prefer that the only time that you're crying is because I purposely made you fucking cry, because I felt like you deserve that shit. So, yeah, let's make 2021 a better year. Oh my God, please. Please, please let 2021 be a better fucking year, because holy shit. Okay, yeah, again, this is Mistress Brighton. Go fuck yourself. Bye!